And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Continuing our conversation with Diana Fischetti. She's the Regional Executive Director for United Way of Central Oregon. I want to talk about this emergency money that you guys distribute. What is this?
Yeah, so, well, every year we are the agency that's tasked by the federal government to administer emergency food and shelter grants throughout Central Oregon. Historically, we had only been delivering or administering that process in Deschutes County, and then this last year we took it on for Crook and Jefferson counties as well. So basically, there's some funding that's allocated from FEMA county by county, and that comes through the emergency food and shelter program, and then we take care of bringing together a volunteer board of community members who are pretty aware of what's going on in the community. We put out an RFP, request for proposals, and agencies apply for the grant funds, and then that volunteer board of allocates those dollars, so makes the decision about which agencies are going to receive it. And those funds, the federal funds, are really for emergency food and shelter, so like congregate shelter nights and food service, home deliveries, like Meals on Wheels, that kind of thing.
That sounds like a pretty big expansion, adding Crook and Jefferson counties.
Yeah, it certainly is. It is a really wonderful opportunity to be able to work with those communities. And one of the things, these rounds of funding come out in phases. And when I took a look at Crook and Jefferson County, it turns out that there were like three or four different phases of funding that were all available. So there was a pretty significant amount of money available for both Crook and Jefferson County that we were able to allocate throughout those communities.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yeah, so it was about $300,000 total in emergency food and shelter grants, and there was also some money that came from Deschutes County. So the Deschutes County Board of County Commissioners has some video lottery dollars, and they get to vote to allocate that funding throughout Deschutes County, and so we were able to allocate some of those funds to emergency food and shelter in Deschutes County as well.
It sounds like quite the process. It's not like you just throw suitcases of money at people.
No.
Right? I mean, it sounds like this is, obviously year-long work every year and figuring out who needs what, mm-hmm. right? And then in this case, it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you actually helped figure out what was actually even available to begin with as far as funding goes.
Exactly. And then, the federal funding comes with some pretty stringent reporting requirements back sure. to the federal government. So the agencies that receive this money have some strict federal reporting requirements. So there's a lot of helping to coach the organizations through the process of, gathering the documentation they'll need to submit and making sure that they are reporting properly to the federal government on those funds.
And that's just one of the many, 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 many things that you guys do at United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in a process right now of launching our first direct service program. So for many, many years, we have served as a convener and kind of served other nonprofits in our region as an intermediary funder and grant maker, or as the collective impact backbone agency organizing other agencies that are doing work. Our first direct service program ever is going to be in the transportation space, and we're really, really excited to launch this program as a pilot to start.
So what does that mean? Transportation program? You're going to be running buses?
No. We'll be coordinating with Cascades East Transit and not duplicating the services that they are providing. But what we are going to be doing is providing free transportation for folks who face transportation barriers to accessing essential services and meeting their basic needs. So this might be transportation barriers to get to healthcare appointments, to get to job interviews, to get to educational opportunities, to get to food pantries. And so we'll be helping those folks get to and from those basic services.
Right, because we have our bus systems and such, mm-hmm. but it's not perfect to get someone to a medical thing or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is Dial-A-Ride, there are individual community-specific medical transportation options like STARS and Sisters, and there's the Cascades East Transit System, which, is all over Central Oregon, but there are some gaps in those services, so our goal is to really interface with clients, determine what transportation mechanisms they've tried to use, what works for them, what doesn't work for them, and then we will help fill in the gaps as needed.
All right. That sounds good.
So it's really exciting. We're very excited to launch the pilot here coming up in a couple months.
What do you guys need? How can the community help you in your guys' mission?
Wow, that's a great question. So, you know, funding, I think, is always what we need as a nonprofit, as every nonprofit does.
Sure.
The main effort that we're raising funds right now for is that Ride United program, the transportation access program. So if folks are interested in donating, they can go to our website, which is unitedwaycentraloregon.org, and click the donate button, and they can set up a recurring donation or a one-time donation. And that would really be helpful for this work.
Do you guys still do that payroll thing? There used to be a thing where you could a company could offer that to their employees to actually do it through their payroll. So it was very painless, and you just automatically, with every paycheck, gave a little bit to United Way.
Yeah, we still do that. It's kind of a signature offering of United Way's. And basically what that is the opportunity for folks to give to United Way or any agency really of their choice through payroll deduction. So if a company and a nonprofit or a school system or a for-profit company were interested in doing this, they could contact us through our website, the UnitedWayCentralOregon.org, and click the contact button, and we can talk to them about that option. We now have it's all electronic, so we can still do paper pledge cards, but we have like an online system where folks, employees, can go on and make their pledge there.
All right. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. The time goes by so fast when we get together.
It does.
So you'll have to come in again soon and give us an update on how things are going.
I will. It would be great to do it after we get the pilot of the transportation program rolling.
Yeah, see how that's going. That'll be good. Been talking to my friend Diana Fischetti. She's the regional executive director for United Way Central Oregon. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Give us the website one more time.
It is unitedwaycentraloregon.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.